And the Quincy Blue Devils win the tip. The Silver Streaks wearing their special pink out night uniforms as well. The home white with the Galesburg lettering and numbering and the basketball shorts and the trim up and down the side of the jersey as well, all decked out in pink. From three-point range, Mitch Merrill drains a long three from just outside the top of the circle, and the Blue Devils come ready to play here tonight and try to spoil the festivities.
Mitch Merrill, a lot like Dalton Davis, he was not shooting well early in the season, but has since found his touch.
Speak of the devil, Dalton answers at the other end from the wing, and we are tied at three.
Yeah, those two guys couldn't find the range at all when we met the first two times, and it's appropriate, I guess, that they each, in the first shots of the game, drained three-pointers to open this one.
Dalton hit 4 of 4 from three-point range in the Rockford East game last Saturday night. Now Chamas Dean answers with a three at the other end from the right wing, and it's 6-3. We've only played a minute. Brandon Thompson, top of the circle, Garrett Williams. Left side, Dalton Davis. Back to the top of the arc to McElmurray. Dribbles his way left. Trying to direct traffic, getting Davis to go on the backdoor cut. Hand off to Williams instead. Drives baseline, right hand up and in off the glass. 6-5, Galesburg down one here in the early going. Both teams have made their first two shots. Minute and a half gone. At the top of the circle, Dean. Left side, Merrill. Lobs it in on the high-low, down-low to Mike Davis. Cut off on the low blocks by Dalton Davis. Kicks it back out to Merrill on the wing, trying to dribble around Brandon Thompson. Tomas Dean. Left side, Merrill. Bounce pass down-low to nobody. Tried to get it to D'Angelo Dean, and the bounce pass led him too much out of bounds. Back to Galesburg.
It looked like D'Angelo got caught up down there with Chad Thompson, and good defense by Thompson. Not going to try and let that inlet pass come in. And it goes out of bounds. Streaks had a chance to get their first lead here on their third possession.
Approaching the six-minute mark of the first quarter. Sophomores lost tonight 66-56. A game they were down 19, but came back to within 6 before losing by 10. Garrett Williams at the free throw line. Kicks it over to McElmurray outside the left wing. He'll dribble it back. Now trying to drive inside the free throw line with a left hand up and in. And the Streaks take their first lead of the night at 7-6. Well, you know, Quincy doesn't want to see too much of him after what he did down at Quincy in December.
Yeah, he spent the whole night at the free throw line, never missed one, and was our leading scorer.
And now he nearly steals one away. He does steal one away. Gets all over Tomas Dean in the half court. Reaches in, pokes it away. And the Streaks trying to build in a one-point lead. Brandon Thompson, Garrett Williams, now left side Davis. They back off him. Now he'll step to the free throw line, kicks it out to Chad. Thought about the three, gives it right side. McElmurray loses his man in the dust, and then too strong on the layup. D'Angelo Dean with a rebound. First miss of the game for either team. And he had it all the way. He just bounced it too strong off the backboard. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Galesburg on top, 7-6. Tomas Dean fakes a three, brings it back out. Now Merrill with a long three, in and out. Rebound chased down into the corner, off the hands of the Quincy Blue Devils, out of bounds, back to Galesburg. Boy, as soon as Mitch Merrill squared up to shoot that long three, Mike Reynolds was up off the bench immediately with his hands in the air. He did not want Merrill, even that far out, to get that much of an open look, and he had a good look at it, but it just bounced in and out. 1 point Galesburg lead, under 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Now a bad pass by Thompson, indecision as he got himself caught in the air and then dumped it down underneath to Chad Thompson too softly. Now the Streaks turn it over at the other end. Little reach in, knock away, and the Blue Devils have turned it over three times. McElmurray waiting in the backcourt. Now will bring it across midcourt as Chad Thompson comes out, sets a high screen. Dalton Davis working his way left, gives off to Garrett Williams. Lob down under the baseline through the hands of Chad Thompson. Second turnover on the Streaks.
Both teams, as we often see, maybe a little too much energy coming out. The passes are a little too strong. Guys having trouble handling those. And so the game will settle in. You always get a few more open shots in the first quarter, too, than as the game wears along and the other team gets yelled at by their coach a little bit and gets out there a little tighter on the perimeter. A
couple of sophomores check into the game with a one-handed floater at the other end. Ball batted around after the miss. Chad Thompson saves it under the basket. Another save under the basket, and Quincy comes up with this one as D'Angelo Dean picks it up off the floor and puts the Blue Devils on top again, 8-7. Martin Kvitli at 6'1", Mason Fairley off the bench at 5'10", both sophomores for the Quincy Blue Devils on the floor. Lob backdoor, Chad Thompson up and in as he and McElmurray connect with that play that has worked so well here in about the last 3 weeks. 9-8, Galesburg by 1, 3:35 to go first quarter. Top of the circle, dribbling around the screen fairly. Now reverses directions back left. It goes to Merrill. Steps inside the arc, and a foul called as the Silver Streaks thought they got a clean steal. Coach Mike Reynolds throws his hand in disgust, but the hold foul called on McElmurray is his first and the team's first.
Yeah, McElmurray defending D'Angelo Dean down there. He's back in the starting lineup. He was out for a while by his own request. They said he got really flustered in the Peoria Central game. Had an altercation with a kid there, and they just got into his head, and he was kind of messed up, but they said he's back now, and he's drawn another foul, this time on Brandon Thompson with a push from the back.
So Streaks pick up two quick team fouls here, 3:24 to go in the first quarter. On the right side of the basket, Merrill inbounds to D'Angelo Dean.
Oh, Brandon.
And now a foul away from the ball will be a second foul just like that on Brandon Thompson. And Mike Reynolds looks at his player, and
that was a really dumb foul. Brandon, I don't know, something was said because he just stuck a forearm into Merrill. And right after Merrill had thrown it back inbounds, Thompson gave him a forearm and shoved him back out of bounds right in front of the official. Well, that's two quick fouls, and wow, we didn't need that.
So he'll go to the bench at the 3:21 mark of the first quarter and an air ball at the other end. Very poorly shot by Merrill from the right side, and the ball knocked out of bounds. We'll go back to the Silver Streaks on the dead ball rebound. Tremaine Carson is into the game for Brandon Thompson. Tremaine brings a lot of energy, but scoring-wise, there's a big drop-off there with the Streaks' leading scorer on the bench, 19.5 points a game on the season. And in the first quarter, sits down with two personal fouls.
And I would guess we won't see him again till the second half.
Dalton Davis from three-point range missed it. And the rebound under the basket to Mike Davis for the Quincy Blue Devils. So we'll see who for the Silver Streaks steps offensively. And, of course, Brandon Thompson, one of the Streaks' leading rebounders on the season as well. So they lose him from that aspect, too. 2:40 to go in the first quarter. Streaks do lead 9-8. Nearly turned over in the half court, but a nice save by Mike Davis to out-battle Tremaine Carson. Now another one picked away right back into the hands of Davis. Spin move, shoots over Carson and drains it. That was a tough shot, but he knocked it down, puts the Blue Devils back on top, 10-9.
Arguably the two hardest workers in the conference. Mike Davis for Quincy, Tremaine Carson for Galesburg, really getting after it in there.
Davis on the left side, Chad Thompson, who's been scoring bunches of points here lately, held scoreless. Now he's going to shoot the three, and it's off the back of the rim, but a late foul, and he's going to get a chance at three free throws here. And D'Angelo Dean, who got the late foul, reaches down and pulls Chad up off the floor. First team foul of the game on Quincy at the 2:08 mark of the first quarter. Chad Thompson to the free throw line, where he has been shooting free throws very well lately, and he's now up over 70% of the season at the line. Just under 72% actually for the season for Chad Thompson. And the first one is up and in, and he's in the scoring books. Well, actually, that is his third point of the game because he had the lob play earlier.
Yeah, that team free throw percentage just a hair under 71%. A big part of the reason that this team has won 14 straight.
Second free throw good as well. Thompson, the leading scorer for the Streaks now with four. Puts Galesburg back on top at 11-10. That's already the sixth lead change we've had in this first quarter to go along with a couple of ties. 2:08 to go. Third free throw by Chad Thompson on the way. And good.
Talked with Monmouth Roseville coach Chuck Grant yesterday, and he said, oh, to be shooting 70% from the line. He said we'd won so many more games because they have missed so many opportunities, and it's such a blessing to have a team that shoots free throws well.
In fact, the night we played Macomb up here, that was a game that Monmouth Roseville could have won the night before had they shot better free throws. They ended up losing in overtime. Off the bench, Wes Irvin, a 6'4 junior, shoots from about Sandberg Mall on that one, and he puts Quincy back on top at 13-12, a deep, deep three-pointer for a big kid off the bench who doesn't look like he ought to be shooting those shots.
He's an enigma. They tell me he's had as many as seven threes in a game before in the sophomore level.
A 6'4 junior and what, Jim? Probably about 250, 260?
Yeah,
I would say. A three to answer for Chad Thompson, and Irvin comes down with a rebound after the miss. Leads the break to the other end. Quincy pulls up in the half court. He'll shoot another long three, and that's off the back of the rim. Garrett Williams chases down the rebound. Ball knocked out of his hands. Tremaine Carson picks it up. McElmurray, with a minute to go in the first quarter, drives all the way up and in. He didn't shoot it too strong that time, and the Streaks regain the lead now at 14-13. Eight lead change in this first quarter.
Well, McElmurray stepped up when we needed a scorer down at Quincy in the first game, and he may have to do it here again with Brandon Thompson off the bench or on the bench with two fouls.
Lob on the high low, down low, bank shot up and in for D'Angelo Dean. He has four. Quincy back on top, 15-14. 37 seconds to go in the first quarter. Let's see if the Streaks want to hold for the last shot. McElmurray drives, and a reach-in foul called on the Blue Devils. That'll be on the floor, not a shooting foul for McElmurray. 17 points in the game against Quincy back in December, a game in which Brandon Thompson was held to only 8 points after he was
had a bad back.
That's right. And he scored over 20 points in four of the Streaks' first five games. The only game he didn't score at least 20, he scored 18. So to hold him to 8 points that night, you would have thought, well, the Streaks are in trouble on the road. But McElmurray stepped up. He only had 2 field goals on the night. As you mentioned earlier, Jim, 13 of 13 from the free throw line. Led the Streaks in scoring that night, but he misses the first free throw here after the foul on Martin Kvitly was called as a shooting foul.
Well, so many times it's a matchup game. And as he hits the second free throw, it's pretty apparent they've got nobody that can handle him. I mean, he gets to the basket against Quincy, and he has a chance to finish because they don't have any shot blockers in there. So we could see McElmurray have another 18-20-point night here if he puts his mind to it.
Especially with Brandon Thompson on the bench with 2 fouls at the 3:21 mark of the first quarter. Quincy turns it over for the fourth time in this period. A little, well, I don't want to say there was no pressure on the ball, but the pressure had backed off him when he took the stutter steps. Now the Streaks can hold for the last shot with 17 seconds to go in the first period. Tied at 15.
Turnover got a scowl from Coach Sean Taylor, not at the officials, but at his own team.
McElmurray to Chad Thompson with 8. Top of the circle over to Garrett Williams, right side with 5. McElmurray on the wing with 3. He'll shoot the 3. And an air ball, a rebound on the weak side, and Quincy can't do much with it after that. Tied at 15 after 1. This is Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Breed Loves is the answer. If you were just asking yourself, so where would LeBron James and Lance Armstrong shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? Breed Loves Sporting Goods. And don't you want to shop where two of the world's greatest athletes would shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? For team uniforms, sports equipment, custom lettering, screen printing, tons of shoes, spirit wear, and Letterman jackets for all area high schools, and the top brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, and Adidas. Specializing in custom lettering, signs, trophies, medals, plaques, and awards. And the top shopping spot of LeBron James and Lance Armstrong when they do finally visit downtown Kewaunee. Breed Love Sporting Goods.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. It'll help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
It's free, and you can win cash just by wearing it. The purple WGIL button. Get more details and a list of button locations at WGIL.com.
Second quarter underway at John Field Gymnasium. Pink out night as the Gillsburg Silver Streaks raise money for cancer. On the left side, Chad Thompson. Top of the circle, Dalton Davis. To Garrett Williams, Tremaine Carson, Ryan McElmurray also on the floor to start the second quarter. And a foul away from the ball.
Got a double foul. I think
thought that's what he signaled. One will be on Tremaine Carson. The other one on Tomas Dean.
We have double fouls called.
So that's the first of the game on Carson. First of the game on Tomas Dean. No change of possession. 4 team fouls on Galesburg, 2 on the Blue Devils. And the officials are calling this one tightly, and now a couple of the officials are going to huddle up along the baseline as McElmurray's ready to inbound it. They clarify some things there. Chad Thompson, meanwhile, just kind of trying to lay low in the near corner down below us. He wants to be found on the inbound, but I think D'Angelo Dean's keeping an eye on him. Nope, not enough. Chad gets off the 3, and then it comes up a little bit short. The weak side rebound pops over to Dean, who drives, leads the break. Merrill shoots the 3 and drains it, and Quincy regains the lead at 18-15.
I told you, I felt fortunate to be tied at the end of the first quarter. Silver Streaks don't seem to be real crisp right now. We're getting some shots, but not many going in. Our ball movement's not very good either. And, of course, Brandon Thompson on the bench with 2 fouls. A little adversity to play through here right now. We need to pick it up.
McElmurray backs up toward the midcourt circle. Now he'll shoot the long 3. Streaks did not run any offense that time. McElmurray just lofted it up, and Mike Davis pulled down the rebound. 0-for-2 in the second quarter after Streaks shot well. In fact, Quincy shot very well in the first quarter as well. Quincy by three. Spin move in the lane. Tomas Dean lost it on the way up. That's somebody reached in, poked him on the arm. And that'll be the first of the game on Dalton Davis. So the streak's starting to rack up some team fouls now here. Five with 6:51 to go in the first half. Into the free throw line, Tomas Dean.
Well, it figures because Quincy coach Sean Taylor, one of the things he complimented Galesburg on in the pregame was he said, you know, we only play six players most of the time. He says, yeah, but they're seniors and they're smart and they don't get in foul trouble. Well, we've had some silly fouls, especially the second one from Brandon Thompson. And speaking of which, he will re-enter the game here before the half. 6:51 to go in the second quarter. Thompson back in, and I'm sure under the direction to cool it, play a little smarter out there.
Well, the officials have caught a lot away from the ball as Dean makes a second free throw. Quincy has its biggest lead now at 20-15. So there's not much that the teams are going to be able to get away with here tonight with the officials watching a lot and calling a lot. Dalton Davis down low to Thompson from the baseline. Turn around, missed everything. Rebound knocked out of Dean's hands. Last touch by Carson and back to Quincy.
Another air ball. We're putting some shots up we haven't seen in a while. This team is very sluggish here through the first quarter, plus in this one tonight. Fans having a little trouble getting into it. Quincy with an opportunity to go up by 7 or 8 here on this possession.
I think that's why Coach Mike Reynolds wanted Brandon Thompson back into the game. He didn't want this lead to get too far out of hand. A tough miss on the other end as down low D'Angelo Dean put the shot up over Chad Thompson, who tried to draw the charge. Now Chad's slow to get up as the ball got knocked out of bounds. Up, we're going to have a foul called on the rebound. That'll go against Dean after he tried to rebound his own miss. And the fourth team foul on the Quincy Blue Devils. Thompson appears to be all right. The official talking things over with him. He's still kind of holding the left side of his head. And he is going to go to the bench. So into the game for the first time tonight and the first time we've seen Austin Garnett in a while. So streaks have been knocked out of their rhythm here tonight in the early going of this game with the Blue Devils. Quincy leads by 5. 14-game winning streak on the line. Brandon Thompson pulls up at the other end, shoots it over the rim. Merrill chases down the rebound. Leads the break up court quickly. A hesitation drive by Fairley under the basket. Shovels it up and in. Quincy by 7. As they have outscored the Silver Streaks 7-0 in the first 2 minutes of this second quarter.
Well, we knew Quincy would improve. Coach Sean Taylor was going to see to that. I don't really expect him to be this much better. I'm not sure whether that good or we're just that poor so far here tonight. I think it's a little of both.
Brandon Thompson, inlet pass to Tremaine Carson. Back to Brandon, fakes the three, steps inside, drives, dumps off to Carson, up and in.
That's some of the ball movement we've seen before.
The extra pass gets a much better high percentage shot as Tremaine lays it up and in on the assist from Brandon Thompson. At the other end, the drive of the left hand, too strong. Battle fought for, and Austin Garnett gets the rebound for the Silver Streaks. Tomas Dean took it all the way in, just too strong on the left-handed layup. Otherwise, he did everything right, just didn't finish the shot. Now the Streaks down 5 with a chance to pull closer with 5:10 to go in the first half. Dalton Davis to Garnett, top of the circle, and a little slap foul call, a little push by Mason Fairley.
That's the ultimate touch foul there.
Like I said, the officials are calling pretty much everything here tonight. Haven't seen much of anybody get away with anything here so far. And if that's how they're going to call it, that's fine. Just got to make the adjustments. Both teams with 5 team fouls now, 5 minutes to go first half. We had 9 lead changes and 3 ties in the first quarter. Right now, Quincy leads by 5. Galesburg with the ball under 5 minutes to go first half. Streaks just not moving in the half court right now. There is no offensive movement. Now they start to cycle things around a little bit. Dalton Davis with it on the right side. Top of the circle, Brandon Thompson fakes, drives, now over to Dalton. Shoots a three. That one's off the mark. Comes up short. Then Austin Garnett had the rebound. Looked like he was trying to go back up with it and never really had control. It's out of bounds back to Quincy. Galesburg calls 30-second timeout. 4:35 to go first half, and one I think they really need right now.
Yeah, they look as lost out there as I've seen them maybe in the whole course of this winning streak. It's almost like Quincy's doing some things that we didn't expect out there, even though, you know, Coach Reynolds said they've looked at everything that they've done and had a chance to practice for that all week. But it seems like our kids are a little bit puzzled about where they should be on the court. And even when we're taking shots, we're not letting the ball go with any confidence at all. And so at least we're still within 5. It could be worse. We could be down 10 or 12 points here, but I think both ends of the court. We've been giving up some drives to the lane that we don't often do too as well on defense. So everything's just out of kilter, and hopefully we'll find our rhythm here and play Streaks basketball before this night's over.
Now here's a steal by McElmurray, taking away the pass from the backside, and the left-handed layup comes up a little bit short, but the block called on Tomas Dean as both he and McElmurray hit the deck pretty hard. Good steal by McElmurray, poking it away from behind, and credit to Tomas Dean for not letting McElmurray get away with anything. Both players were going awfully hard to the basket, but they both pop right back up, and McElmurray will go to the line shooting two. He has 5 points tonight. Sixth team foul on the Blue Devils, 4:24 to go here in this first half. McElmurray, the left hand, is up and in.
You know, we talked about matchups. This Quincy team took United Township to overtime up there last week, and they were able to hold down the inside strength of East Moline, which we couldn't do. Habner had, 30 against us? He only had 8 against them in regulation.
Yeah.
You know, go figure. But yet here's McElmurray, who hasn't done much offensively for several weeks. I mean, really doesn't look to score. But tonight against Quincy, who he had a big game at, here he is shooting again.
And he makes both free throws. Right at 70% on the season. He drains them both. Galesburg within three, down 7 just a few moments ago. 22-19 Quincy. Irvin, left side, now into the corner. Fairley on the lob, down low on the high low. Perfect pass to D'Angelo Dean. In good position for the lay-in. Galesburg down 5. As we approach the midpoint of this second quarter, 24-19 Quincy. Streaks looking for their first season sweep of the Blue Devils since the 97-98 season. Brandon for 3. Off the back of the rim. Tremaine comes out of nowhere for the rebound. Gets it to McElmurray. Skip pass to Dalton. Davis for 3. Short. Weak side rebound. Quincy gets to it first. Kvitly leads the break up court. Pulls up at the free throw line. Left side over to Fairley. He'll pass up the 3-point shot. Now lobs it in on the high low to D'Angelo Dean. Gets past Tremaine Carson. Rebounds his own miss on the opposite side. Puts it back up and in. Quincy back on top by 7, 26-19.
Silver Streaks, we wondered if they'd have a night where they couldn't shoot, what would happen. Well, we're having that night so far here. We're still in the game.
Brandon Thompson in the lane comes up short. A little bit of contact. Mason Fairley with a rebound. Leads a 1-on-3 break. Quick pass to Merrill for 3. Short. Rebound. D'Angelo Dean comes up with it. Back to Merrill for 3, and he gets this one. Quincy by 10, 29-19, 3 minutes to go in the first half.
Galesburg in some serious trouble now. Flat-footed on the rebound. We're getting dominated inside by Dean. Quincy's getting a lot of good looks out high, and on the offensive end, we're not getting anything to fall, and we don't have a lot of fire. Brandon Thompson needs to step his game up. He has done nothing tonight.
Well, and the shots that he's taken have seemed forced. Here's
another one.
Just outside the free throw line. Missed that one. Wes Irvin with a rebound. It's like he's trying to make up for lost time when he sat a good chunk of that first quarter on the bench with fouls. Now Tremaine Carson had a hand on a bad lob pass that Quincy had overthrown. Tremaine, I think, just instinctively reached for the ball. If he'd have let it go, it would have been back to the Silver Streaks, but then once he touched it, he couldn't bring it back in on the baseline, and Quincy hangs on to it.
Yeah, none of the shots that Brandon's had has been in the flow of the offense. Nothing. And, boy, we just gave him the ball back there. They tried to give us a turnover, and we wouldn't let him.
On the inbound, Irvin shoots on the move, and the rebound fought for. Thompson had a hand on it, poked away from behind. Now into the lane, coming out with it, Mike Davis. Merrill travels. So after all that, Quincy ends up turning it over anyway.
Silver Streaks need a couple of buckets here and some stops before halftime. Go to locker room maybe within 5 or 6. You still feel pretty good about our chances. But my goodness, Quincy has served notice here that they are much improved, and it doesn't look like we're ready.
I think the Streaks really need to pick it up defensively as much as they do offensively. Streaks have given up a lot of open looks here in this first half. And when this team gets going, it really seems to be fueled by their defense. But neither side of the ball has been there tonight. Dalton Davis is 3 from rims off the front, and Mike Davis gets the rebound for Quincy. Streaks after a hot shooting first quarter, ice cold here in the second quarter. Irvin spins the 3 in from the right wing, pumps his fist into the air. The big guy is drained 2 from the outside, and Quincy leads by 13 with a minute 35 to go in the first half.
It shows you their great ball movement. He should never get a shot off out there as slow as he is, but our defense is just not responding.
Brandon Thompson brings it in from the right wing, and a foul called on Mitch Merrill. Brandon was grimacing on the way in and was griping about the contact even before the foul was called. That's the seventh team foul on the Blue Devils, so Thompson will go to the line, shooting a one and bonus here, looking for his first points of the night with 91 seconds to go in the first half. 32-19, Quincy has this gymnasium dead quiet right now. They have come in and shut down the Silver Streaks through most of this first half. Thompson makes the first free throw, earns the second one on pink out night, and he drains them both. That snaps the little Quincy mini run. The Silver Streaks have been outscored 17-6 in this second quarter and trail by 11 with a minute 31 to go before halftime.
Thompson sits down the rest of the half, I'm assuming, not to pick up his third foul.
Driving on the other end, Tomas Dean cut off by Dalton Davis. Gets the pass out to Mike Davis. His 18-footer won't go. Chad Thompson gets the rebound. Silver Streaks boxed out well on that one. No way anybody else was going to come down with a rebound there. Garrett Williams with the 18-footer on this end. Another quick shot by the Silver Streaks and a miss. Tomas Dean with a rebound. Here come the Blue Devils. 1 minute to go in the first half. Irvin pulls up. Streaks just let him shoot it, but he missed it from 19 feet. McElmurray with the rebound. He'll bring it up court on the near sideline. Thought about the three. Now gives it to Chad Thompson. 49 seconds to go. Garrett squared up for three. Now to Davis for three. Dalton's three falls off the rim and the rebound knocked around. Davis comes up with it. His fifth rebound for the Blue Devils. Dalton Davis, after making his first three-point shot attempt of the game, has missed five in a row from behind the arc.
Nobody with any confidence out there right now.
Bounce pass down low. Davis posting up. Left-handed hook over Chad Thompson. Pretty shot up and in. Quincy by 13, 34-21. 20 seconds to go in the first half. Streaks will hold for the last shot as McElmurray brings it across the timeline. Coach Mike Reynolds anxious to get to the locker room here with 8 seconds to go. McElmurray trying to lose his man out high. Steps back. Gives to Dalton Davis for three. In and out. Top of the circle. Rebound Drew Forrest. Heaves at half court. Beyond half court. Gets nothing. And for the Silver Streaks, I have a feeling this will be a long discussion in the locker room. Galesburg down 34-21 at the half. When we come back on the Galesburg Electric Halftime Show, first half stats, individual scoring, and a word with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman. And I'll bet we don't have long to talk to him tonight. They have a lot to talk over in the locker room. Trailing the Quincy Blue Devils by 13 at the half, Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
After an accident, you may not know where to turn.
Turn to Bates. We'll navigate you through all the insurance paperwork, set you up with a rental car,
and make your car look like new with a factory-perfect repair. Guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan. With our largest selection of new Nissans ever, we now have 0% financing for 60 months on the 2011 Versa, Sentra, Altima, Maxima, Rogue, Murano, Frontier, and Titan. Program ends January 31st.
Rumor has it I'm fussy, especially when it comes to what I eat. The label needs to say gluten-free, and I better not see wheat, corn, or soy on the label either. That's why my owner shops Thorns and comes home with the tastiest meals, like the new line of canned foods from Eagle Pack. Turkey, beef, chicken, or lamb. They're a meal by themselves or a nice side dish. Mm-mm. I can't get enough.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
The January All-Star Event is going on now through the end of January at Yen in Galesburg. And you can't afford to miss it. Besides unbeatable savings on new 2011 vehicles, there's fantastic savings on all pre-owned vehicles, too. And Yen has over 250 to choose from, with something to fit everyone's style and budget. From the newer GM Certified to over 50 vehicles under $10,000. Take a look at Yen's GM Certified vehicles, like a 2007 Chevy Malibu LS with under 33,000 miles and with all-star savings of over $3,000 and a purchase price of $11,441 or monthly payments of just $199. Or what about a 2007 Pontiac G6 four-door with under 49,000 miles and with all-star savings of over $2,000 at a purchase price of $10,833 or monthly payments of $179. Yem's January All-Star Event, now through January 31st, with winning savings on all new and pre-owned vehicles. See Yem for details. Yem, home to Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC. And GM Certified. No worries.
When something is second nature, it means it just comes naturally. It's part of who you are. For the dedicated men and women of OSF, caring for our community is just that, second nature. The ability to relate to others, reaching out with the greatest care and compassion, developing relationships and sharing knowledge so those around them can live healthier lives. Whether it's a visit to one of our 8 OSF Medical Group clinics or it's an unexpected trip to the emergency room, we'll be there to care for you. It's who we are. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the Galesburg Electric Halftime Show. When the power goes out, will you be ready? Be ready with Galesburg Electric and Generac Generators.
34-21, the Quincy Blue Devils have come to John Thiel Gymnasium, and this 14-game winning streak is in danger. The Blue Devils have shut down the Silver Streaks, have outplayed them in every respect of the game here, and this, we said, don't be fooled by their record, and they come in here looking anything but an 8-10 team and a team that's won only once in the Western Big Six Conference. Coach Mike Reynolds said in the pregame, got to win tonight to make that game against Rock Island mean something next week. Well, Silver Streaks have 16 minutes to get it figured out here.
Yeah, well, and they've got a couple of minutes in the locker room to sort things out, too, because it's, you know, it's not a case of just missing shots, although that's a big part of it. But there's just something, a spark missing with this team tonight. And hopefully, like you said, they can find it. Shooting, yeah, it's bad. We were 1 of 14 in the second quarter, and that was a layup, basically, on a drop pass from Thompson down to Tremaine. 1 of 14, 6 of 23 for the half, just 26% shooting for this Galesburg team that's been so hot through this streak. Quincy, meanwhile, 7 of 15 in the quarter. They were 13 of 24 for the half, 52%. And the first time we met Quincy, they couldn't make anything. But, again, Coach Sean Taylor has looked at his roster. He's brought some kids up from the sophomore level to fill in spots. This Wes Irvin hitting a couple of big shots. And they seem to know their roles really well. And we've got our hands full. If we're going to come back in this tonight, we're getting out-rebounded big time. Let's see. I've got it 15-18 for Quincy to just 9.
I've got 7. Oh, okay.
Just
9.
7
right,
for
I
us.
Got 7.
And the turnover count, 6 for Quincy, 4 for Galesburg. That's not a big factor, but whatever Quincy's doing out there, we just look like we're lost on offense. And
well, lost on defense, too, quite honestly. I mean, Streaks don't have any ball movement going on in the half court tonight. They're giving up way too many open looks from all over on the floor, inside, outside. I mean, Quincy's just picking the Streaks apart in the half court right now.
Yeah, yeah. There's really, it's like you said, the complete game. I mean, we're getting dominated in every aspect, inside, outside. And if we're going to win this game, we're going to have to come out breathing fire in the second half. And I'm sure Sean Taylor telling his team that too, saying, guys, I'll guarantee you Mike Reynolds' team is going to come out and play with a little more fire in this third quarter than what you saw. You're going to have to be ready to stand a little bit of an onslaught. I would guess that maybe Mike will turn up the pressure a little bit, try and get some pressing done. But Quincy's got good athletes. They can hurt you on that press if you try and overcommit.
Think there's some fire breathing going on in the Galesburg locker room right now?
Yeah. I think that and some analyzing, but I'm sure, you know, they're saying, okay, guys, here's your adversity. You talk about never wanting to lose. Well, here's your chance to really make a statement here. Down 13 at half at home.
And Quincy is shooting well, as Jim mentioned. That continues from the three-point arc as well. The Blue Devils are 6 of 11 from three-point range.
Wow.
They've made their only two free throws. Silver Streaks, meanwhile, 1 of 12 from three-point range. 8 of Galesburg's 21 points from the free throw line. 8 of 9 from the free throw line. So that's one aspect statistically that is going well for the Streaks, who are back out onto the floor.
That's a surprise.
Yeah, with 3 minutes and 15 seconds to go in the half. So we'll take a timeout. Jim will head down. We'll get a word with Streaks assistant Chief Cheeseman when we come back on the Galesburg Electric Halftime Show. Quincy leads at 34-21 on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of GHS boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family. By Sign Depot Express, visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds. By Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer on Henderson Street. By Office Specialists, where your office is their business. By Spudos Donuts and More, come for the donuts, stay for the food. And by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I can see your 86-inch plasma TV. I can hear your surround sound and your subwoofers. And I can even imagine you sitting on your sectional sofa, admiring your rare indoor waterfall. But when there's a game on at your house, I can assure you all your friends will be watching it at my house. Because sometimes it's not the size of the TV that determines the party, but rather the plethora of McNuggets.
Right now, you can get 20 crispy chicken McNuggets made with white meat for just $4.99 at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan. With our largest selection of new Nissans ever, we now have 0% financing for 60 months on the 2011 Versa, Sentra, Altima, Maxima, Rogue, Murano, Frontier, and Titan. Program ends January 31st.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Involved with you and your community. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
At John Field Gym, Silver Streaks trail at the half, 34-21. Jim is with assistant coach Steve Cheeseman.
Okay, Steve, obviously a lack of fire in that first half. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, as a ball club, a coaching staff, disappointed in all ways. Good news is we have a half to dig ourselves out. We've got to come out here with a sense of urgency because there was nothing we did in any way, shape, or form in that first half that we've done the last 14. Got to get regrouped, get back to playing our kind of basketball where the defense creates the offense. We have energy. We get the loose balls, play as a team. None of those things were evident in the first half. We got to get that turned around.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Jim.
As always, our thanks to Streaks assistant Chief Cheeseman for giving us some insight from the Galesburg locker room. Galesburg trails by 13 at the half. First half scoring individually, Mitch Merrill leads all scorers with 9 for the Blue Devils. D'Angelo Dean has 8. Wes Irvin off the bench with 6. Tomas Dean with 5. Mike Davis with 4. Marvin Cavittle off the bench with 2. For the Silver Streaks, Ryan McElmurray leads Galesburg with 7. Chad Thompson has 5. Dalton Davis with 3. Brandon Thompson, Garrett Williams, and Tremaine Carson each with 2 for the Silver Streaks. It'll pass down low on the baseline. Blue Devils have the ball to begin the second half. Drew Forrest at the top of the circle. Right side onto the wing to Tomas Dean. Swings it back out to Forrest, along with Merrill, Mike Davis, and D'Angelo Dean to start the second half. Same five who started the game start the third quarter for the Blue Devils. Skip pass down low in the corner, all the way back out to Tomas Dean on the right wing at the free throw line. Mike Davis, double team, kicks it out to Forrest. Right side over to Dean. Step inside, turnaround jumper by D'Angelo Dean. Tomas gets it back with the left hand. That won't go. Battle on the boards for it and a collision on the right side between Garrett Williams and Tomas Dean. And let's see who the foul is going to be on. They're going to call it on Garrett. So that's his first. That draws a groan. And now more than a groan from the Galesburg faithful as Quincy has missed 2 shots to start the third quarter. And they're going to get another crack at it as 2 players collide on the rebound. And now Dalton Davis nearly steals away the inlet pass, knocked out of bounds back to Quincy. And Coach Mike Reynolds saying that Garrett Williams had position on that rebound and deserves credit for being the one who got fouled, not who committed the foul. But nevertheless, here's the Blue Devils' third offensive crack at it as we have now played a minute of this third quarter. On the right side, Tomas Dean down low, right to the hands of his teammate, Garrett Williams with a steal. Leads the break. Up court to Ryan McElmurray. Baseline, shovels it out to Davis. In and out and in again from three-point range. Well, let's see if that gets the fire going for the Silver Streaks offensively, who play pretty tough defense on this end of the floor. Force the turnover finally and get a three-point basket to cut the deficit to 10, just like that. 6:37 to go. Down the left side of the lane. Fadeaway shot. Over the backside, D'Angelo Dean takes away the rebound. Knocked out of Chad Thompson's hands. Now Mitch Merrill with it as it's chased down top of the circle. And a push foul called on Brandon Thompson as the pass went to the right side. And just like last time down the floor. Two offensive rebounds and on the third possession a foul.
Yeah, Brandon had possession on D'Angelo Dean on the first crack at it. Dean just went straight up over the top of him and picked it back up. And then later Brandon ends up with a foul. Thompson has had probably the worst game of the season for him so far.
On the near side, Mitch Merrill double team, gets it out of tough position on the sideline. To the top of the circle, Tomas Dean, guarded by Chad Thompson, passes it over to Drew Forrest. One of the few seniors on this team for this Quincy Blue Devil club. Only 1-4 in the Western Big Six. Down the lane, nice pass to D'Angelo Dean up and in off the glass.
Just cutting us up. We're getting out tough tonight, too.
36-24. We played 2 minutes of the third quarter. Quincy by a dozen.
I asked Steve Cheesman, I said, I didn't think we'd get much time with you at half. He goes, it was pretty tough in there. So they challenged them certainly at halftime, but I don't know. Quincy may be too good tonight to come back against.
They have outworked the Silver Streaks on the offensive end on the two possessions down the floor, getting four offensive rebounds. Turned it over after the first shot, the first trip. Got the basket on the second trip. Brandon down the lane, out to Bucket. Fakes the three, penetrates. Now he'll dish it out to Williams for three. That's good. 36-29, or 27 rather. Streaks are within nine for the first time in quite a while. 5:10 to go in the third quarter.
It's interesting how Quincy's scoring so easily tonight, because the knock on them, and even their broadcasters were saying, we don't shoot well. We just go through these long droughts.
Now here's a turnover. Actually, that's what I recall them saying more than anything, is they do shoot well, but they turn it over way too much to take advantage of their good shooting. That's only their eighth turnover tonight. Spin move in the lane. Bucket up with the left hand. No. Rebound fought for, and Forrest controls for the Blue Devils. That shot was a little forced for the Silver Streaks. Dean on the left side. Back out to Merrill between the circles. 4:35 to go third quarter. Galesburg down nine. Quincy with the ball. Forrest on the right wing. Now drives to the free throw line. Dumps it off into the left corner. Tomas Dean brings it back out to Forrest. Just inside the volleyball line, the spike line, reverses back to Tomas Dean, drives in from the lane, gets a little bump on Brandon Thompson, lost it on the way up, and he's right there to pick up his own loose ball. Now on the right side, D'Angelo Dean from the low blocks, shoots it up and in over Chad Thompson. Those are not easy shots that he's making, but he's making them look easy.
Yeah, and Chad was extended at 6'6", had his arms straight up, and Dean just has his body at about a 45-degree angle to the basket. Throws it up off the high glass and is getting those shots at least through the first two and a half quarters.
Quiet John Field Gymnasium. Now Garrett shoots another three. On the run, he drains that one. Well, somebody's got to bring this team back, and right now it's looking like maybe it's Garrett Williams. Two big three-pointers to start the third quarter. Galesburg down eight, and now Williams with a little touch foul in the backcourt as he was riding Drew Forrest in the backcourt pretty closely. And he'll get called for a little hip check, his second foul. Three team fouls on the Silver Streaks, none on the Blue Devils, with 3:40 to go third quarter. 38-30, Quincy on top. They've led by as many as 13. Now Wes Irvin off the bench, gets wide open for a three from outside, and he hits it.
Well, we don't deserve to win if we can't play any smarter than that. Kid was wide open.
That's what Mike Reynolds, I can tell by his body reaction, even with his back turned to us. I know that's exactly what he was saying over there. Here's Brandon Thompson cutting in from the right side. He gets the shot down. That was a strong shot and a tough one as he drew a lot of contact. Somehow he got the ball up and in over the rim and a chance at a three-point play. Third foul on D'Angelo Dean.
Well, if Thompson can make this, it'll be our third or fourth three-point trip down the court, so it's allowing us to stay in the game, but we can't get any stops on the other end.
And he misses the free throw. Wes Irvin gets the rebound. So the lead for the Quincy Blue Devils holds at 41-32 with approaching the three-minute mark of the third quarter. Bad pass on the right side, and last touch by McElmurray as Kvitl up top just kind of got out of control with the body. Tried to scoop it over to Merrill on the right side. Merrill was going the opposite direction, and McElmurray was there. And again, I think instinctively reached his hand out and just got a hand on it. And it went out of bounds, and Quincy keeps it. Backdoor cut to Merrill up and in. Beautiful look from Irvin out high. Merrill snuck in along the baseline. And again, they continue to pick apart the Silver Streaks defense.
Yep.
11-point Quincy lead, 43-32. McElmurray with a hesitation drive, and he goes right to the bucket. And Bucket draws a foul with a chance at a couple of free throws here. That'll be number two on the game, Martin Kvitlin. 2:42 to go, third quarter.
Well, nice to get that clock stopped. There's 2:42 to go in the third, but you
it's
know
been a pretty quick third quarter here.
It has, and you know, Quincy, if we go into that fourth quarter and we're down 9 or 10 points or more, it's going to be awful tough because they're well coached. They're going to take good care of the ball. They're going to work a lot of time off the clock and make it a real uphill battle for us. This is a crucial stretch here in the last almost 3 minutes of this third quarter to get close here so Quincy can't put it in the deep freeze.
Streak scored only 6 points in the second quarter. They already have 12 here in the third quarter. Now 13 as McElmurray gets the friendly roll on the second free throw. 43-34. Quincy by 9. Now here's a full court Galesburg pressure and a foul called on Dalton Davis as he and Tremaine Carson double-teamed Tomas Dean in the backcourt. Looked like Dean just stumbled and fell, but yeah, they're going to call Dalton for the reach-in, I think, and that's his second. Four team fouls on the streaks, and here comes the full court pressure again.
Well, some coaches will tell you that. If you're in a double team and you're in trouble, just fall down. Make it look like you got fouled, and I think that's what Dean did right there.
Now here's a travel as Quincy gets the ball up court. Then they get it into the hands of Mason Fairley, and indecision picked up his pivot foot, and the official right there called it. Third turnover of the quarter on Quincy. Ryan McElmurray reached over, just took the ball right out of Mason Fairley's hands. He was ready to get the ball back in. Galesburg down 9 with the ball. Garrett Williams looking on the inside. Now starts the dribble. Lob to the right side to Brandon Thompson on the wing. Tremaine Carson setting a screen. Brandon for 3. In and out. Rebound. Thompson flying through the lane, but Wes Irvin took it away first. Bit unlucky, but I think Brandon's shot was a little flat there, and you don't often get the roll unless you get a little more arc into the shot. Wes Irvin out high, guarded pretty intensely by Tremaine Carson there. Tomas Dean on the outside, gives it over to Irvin with another long three, and he got that one. He'll shoot it from anywhere. And he's hit some deep ones tonight. 46-34, Quincy by a dozen. Chad Thompson, just like that's coming right back into the game. He didn't get much of a rest. 1:40 to go. Brandon drives right side, up and in. Fade a little bit left into the lane to avoid the contact. Pulls Galesburg back within 10, but they haven't made much of a dent into that Quincy lead at the half. It was 13. Right now, Streak still trail by 10 as we approach the 1:20 mark of the third quarter. Little lean in with a left hand on the opposite end. Tomas Dean with a miss. Brandon Thompson with a rebound. Ryan McElmurray up court. Now he'll pull it out. They open it up from the right side. Dribbles between two defenders and a push called.
We got a break on that one, I think.
They're going to call Merrill on that? No, they're going to call Kvitlin from the opposite side. That's his third.
Well, I guess maybe I could buy that because I knew Merrill didn't commit a foul. So a little push from the back. Streak's obviously doing better on offense in this third quarter, but you know, defensively we're giving up as many as we're scoring.
Oh, just leaving Irvin open. And Galesburg seems to have clamped down on the rest of the players. Here's Thompson in from the right side. He can't get that shot down, but he'll get a couple of free throws here. Tomas Dean has his arms thrust out, saying, what do I got to do to play some defense against this guy and get a call? He's picked up 3 fouls. D'Angelo Dean has 3. Martin Kvitlin has 3. And as long as Brandon Thompson can keep penetrating in from the right side and draw some fouls, the Streaks will continue to let him do it.
Yeah, yeah. If he could get D'Angelo Dean out of there, that would be huge.
Brandon makes the first free throw. He has 5 points in the quarter after scoring only 2 in the first half. 46-37, Galesburg down 9. Silver Streaks girls basketball tomorrow here on WGIL. Coach Evan Massey's team travels to Bloomington as Brandon misses the second free throw. Merrill skies into the lane for the rebound. Have pregame coverage with Jim Wyman and Eric Gibson here on WGIL at 106. Here's another turnover. Tip from the backcourt. Dalton Davis with the steal. Thompson through the lane and a foul and a three-point play chance again.
Silver Streaks doing what they've got to do, and that's put more pressure on the ball because Quincy having some trouble handling it, and a nice attack. Brandon Thompson, anytime he gets it, he's going to the basket right now, sidestepping guys, using that elusiveness that he has, and a chance for a three-point play that could get us as close as we've been in a long time.
7 points in the quarter for Brandon, and a timeout called by the Blue Devils with 57 seconds to go in the third quarter. Last time the Silver Streaks were this close, they were down 26-19 in the second quarter. And then Quincy went on a little 8-2 run to finish the quarter. Ended up leading by 13 at the half. Galesburg down 7 here. So the closest they've been since that point. And really could take some momentum into the fourth quarter. We now have 57 seconds left to play in this third quarter. Thompson will shoot the one or with the will shoot the and one free throw here, trying to get it down to six. And I'll bet the Streaks put the full court press on right away if he can make this free throw. And he does. And they do. 46-40. Galesburg within six. Full court pressure on. Up court pass to D'Angelo Dean. Now across midcourt, they do get the steal. Fairley just lost it. Brandon up and in at the other end. It's a four-point game. 46-42, the turnover and the basket. And now Quincy gets it up court quickly. Fairley on the right side and a turnover. A bad pass by Kvitli to D'Angelo Dean. Throws it out of bounds. Now Galesburg can cut the lead to two.
Finally, we can loosen up in this gymnasium. The Silver Streaks turning the momentum of this thing as Quincy rattled. And the Streaks attacking the basket with 30 seconds to go. What a turnaround has come from the press.
I don't think the Streaks are going to hold for the last shot here. Here's Brandon Thompson, a blocking foul as he goes in. Little lean in by Brandon to initiate the contact from Drew Forrest, as now Quincy has made the defensive shift. They've seen Tomas Dean, D'Angelo Dean, and Mitch Merrill all picking up fouls trying to guard Brandon Thompson. So they put Forrest on in there. He draws the foul. Only the 16 foul on the Blue Devils. So Ryan McElmurray inbounds to Brandon. Down low, up and in. It's a two-point game. Brandon is red hot, 11 in the quarter, and the Streaks continue to go to their go-to guy. Down to 13 seconds to go. Galesburg within two. Quincy had a chance to shoot the three. Kvitli passed up, holding for the last shot with 7 seconds to go. Now Merrill with a long three. Off the mark. Weak side rebound. Forrest. Fade away. Off the rim. That's the end of the third quarter. Galesburg outscores the Quincy Blue Devils 14-8 to finish the third quarter. Make it 14-5. And they cut the deficit to two as we approach the fourth quarter. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Are you a diehard sports fan? Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land.
The mecca of sports equipment apparel.
We love sporting goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Breedloves for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Breedloves Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything's sports.
Imagine if someone would pay you for a living. Pekin Insurance new return and premium life insurance policy does just that. Your beneficiary will receive the full death benefit if something happens to you, and the policy will return the amount you paid in premiums if you're still living at the end of the 20-year term and have kept the policy in force. Talk to Craddy Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency, about a money-back guarantee on your life insurance. Return and premium life insurance. That's coverage that goes beyond the expected.
WGIL congratulates recent button winner Denise Haftenstall of Galesburg, who picked up $20 just by wearing the WGIL button. Congratulations from Galesburg Radio 14.
Dalton Davis misses a three as we get the fourth quarter started. That would have put the Streaks on top. Then Tomas Dean got the rebound. Garrett Williams didn't give him much room to move after he came down with a rebound, and Garrett gets called for his third foul. Galesburg outscores the Blue Devils 23-12 in the third quarter. Streaks had only 21 points in the first half. They put up 23 in the third. Backdoor cut, and they overthrow D'Angelo Dean, falling out of bounds. He calls the timeout. What a heads-up play.
Yeah, that's an athlete, because he had half his body leaning out of bounds, his right arm the only thing suspending the ball from dropping out of bounds, and somehow he kind of brings his hand over there and yells timeout. And saves the turnover for Quincy as they tried to go up top and just threw it too hard. Silver Streaks, just before the commercial came out there, had a chance to take that lead. Dalton Davis just missed the three. And who would have thought we'd be sitting here with game on, 7.5 to go, with a huge run by Galesburg in the late third quarter. Shades of Metamora when we played a completely lackluster game where you're thinking, well, we're going to take a bad one here. And then Brandon Thompson and the team caught fire with the press. Same thing happening, only a little earlier.
Streaks scored the final 10 points of that third quarter. A 10-0 run gets him within two as we start the fourth quarter. Tomas Dean as the streaks sag back. And now the pass goes off to the top of the circle, Mike Davis. Now back over to Dean on the right side, guarded by Thompson. Out to Merrill. Streaks trying to cover him up. Merrill drives, just throws it up at the basket. Chad Thompson gets the rebound, and a technical foul called.
On
Chad Thompson. Mitch Merrill went over the back of Chad Thompson to come down for the rebound. Chad, hanging on to the ball, just tried to rip it away and ended up throwing Merrill down to the deck. And the officials are going to call it and kind of talk things over here. We got to get the first foul squared away. Or are they going to call a held ball on that one? I never did see what, other than the technical foul on Chad Thompson. I don't blame Chad for being upset because he had position for the rebound there. Merrill came up over his back to come down with the rebound. And just clearly frustrated because Quincy has been coming up over the top of the Silver Streaks, getting rebounds, plucking them away from behind all game long, and I'm not saying that they've been doing it in a dirty way. I think they've just been out leaping and taking them away from
been
the Silver Streaks.
It.
But Chad was just frustrated that it happened again. Mitch Merrill misses the first free throw. That's only the first foul of the game on Chad Thompson. Second one by Merrill, and that one is short. So they get nothing, but they do get the ball back.
Merrill very frustrated. One of the seniors on this team, a real leader. He was the football quarterback, heck of an athlete. Missed a couple of big ones there. Look out, though, the big boys back in. Irvin, the big kid that's been hitting the three-pointers, and we just need to put somebody on him and stick like glue. Don't let him even get the ball to shoot it.
Tremaine Carson in for Chad Thompson. I still don't know what...
Dalton Davis draws the assignment.
There still had to be a call before the foul. Well, Tremaine comes out to get on Irvin, and he wedges the three-point basket between the rim and the backboard. The ball just completely stuck there, so that three-pointer ends up completely dead, and on the alternating possession, Quincy's still going to get it back. Still, the Streaks are down only two. Under 7 minutes to play in the game. On the right side, Kvitli, guarded by Garrett Williams. Now Tomas Dean, trying to get it into D'Angelo Dean. He and Carson are really doing battle on the inside. Skip pass left side. Irvin again for three. That one is good. He has five in the game, 15 three-pointers. Coach Mike Reynolds comes out with his head sagged saying, come on, how can you give that guy any sort of an open look? Because he's knocking him down from everywhere on this floor. Quincy calls a full timeout.
That was huge. This kid has been the difference in the ball game so far. Wes Irvin, just a... This shows him as a junior. He can't be because he was playing in the sophomore game. So that's wrong. But, you know, the unlikely candidate coming out and shooting three-pointer after three-pointer, and all they're just... It's not that he's that quick to the ball. It's just that they set screens for him and
Absolutely.
Were not able to fight through the screens, and that was what Coach... Reynolds had his hands extended to Dalton that saying, can't you get through there? And he finally did, but it was Irvin, while he shoots it from his chest, does have a quick release on the ball. And so you've got to be out there to stop it. And he's been the difference maker. It's back to a 5-point Quincy lead.
And a pretty stroke, too. I mean, he shoots the ball beautifully. Nice rotation on it. 49-44. Brandon Davis in from the right side. Contact. He puts up the shot.
Merrill flopped.
Absolutely. That's just the word I was going to use. That one was not called on either player. The foul was called on the follow-up after Merrill flopped and gave Brandon room to drive to the basket. So Mike Davis draws his first foul, and Brandon goes to the free throw line, shooting two here. That's the seventh team foul on Quincy, but it's a shooting foul for Brandon. First one up. And rolls out. Still, again, a little flat on the free throw.
Irvin coming out on defense, in for offense, every chance that Sean Taylor can make as he's back in there now, the big kid. And that's what we were told, that he just doesn't have the conditioning to get up and down in the varsity game throughout. But if they can bring him in during a break for offense, he serves his purpose.
4-point lead.
Yes,
tip on the
it.
Inbound. Tremaine Carson got a hand on it, but D'Angelo Dean goes up higher for the loose ball. Now in the backcourt, Merrill, right side, Tomas Dean. Skip pass up court to Kvitli. Now Quincy has numbers down low. Perfectly executed. D'Angelo Dean lays it in. 51-45. They break the pressure and get the easy basket out of it. 6-point Quincy lead. Garrett Williams out high, approaching the 6-minute mark of the fourth quarter. Dalton Davis drives, dumps it off. Bad pass in the lane. Merrill comes up with it. first Galesburg turnover since the second quarter, but badly timed with under 6 minutes to go in the game. Kvitli on the left side. Top of the circle, Tomas Dean. Now over to Kvitli on the left wing. Garrett Williams tries to knock it out of his hands. Kvitli over right side to Wes Irvin. Dalton Davis on him much more closely now. Into the hands of Mitch Merrill on the outside. McElmurray guards him. Dean comes out, guarded by Brandon Thompson. Approaching the 5.5 minute mark of the game. Now Irvin on the run, steps inside the arc, misses
the
shot. But the rebound right out to Quincy, and a block called on the way in. Looked pretty clean from up here. Brandon Thompson gets called for the foul. His fourth. Brandon, in frustration, takes a big leap and slaps his hands together. And to the free throw line, Tomas Dean, after the missed shot by Irvin, deflected right out to him at the free throw line.
Now the question now becomes, do we have another rally left in us? After getting within two, now Quincy has come back. The Irvin kid, the big part of that, but they're getting second chances that they should not get. We are letting them have the ball back time and again on their offensive end. And the streak's down six. Still 5.5 minutes to go, but we got to make some things happen here and tighten up our rebounding.
Chad Thompson back into the game as he has sat down since the technical foul called was his first personal earlier in the quarter. The first free throw missed. The second one is good. Quincy had missed three straight at the free throw line. They now lead by 7, 52-45. Brandon Thompson, Dalton Davis, Garrett Williams, Chad Thompson, and Ryan McElmurray with under 5.5 to play in the game. Davis top of the circle, McElmurray trying to drive in from the left side. Left hand up and in. Tough move by Ryan McElmurray. He has 11 in the game now, 52-47. Galesburg down five. They cut the lead to two at the end of the third quarter, as close as they had been since the end of the first quarter when we were tied at 15. On the right side, Merrill drives in the free throw line, kicks it back out to Forrest, under 5 minutes to play in the game. Here's a three by Tomas Dean. That's good.
Unbelievable.
55-47, Quincy slowly building that lead back up.
Well, he was way out, too, right in front of the Quincy bench when he nailed that one.
McElmurray left side again, up and a foul called as the shot came up short, but he gets two free throws here. 18 fouls on Quincy, bucket to the line to shoot two. He's 5 of 6 from the free throw line tonight. 11 points. Fourth foul of the game on Tomas Dean, who just hit the big three at the other end down here. Ryan McElmurray to the line with two free throws. First one good. Three in the quarter, 12 for the game. 55-48. Galesburg down seven. They have not had the lead since they were up 14-13 in the first quarter. Dalton Davis shot a three at the beginning of the fourth quarter that would have given Galesburg the lead, but Quincy has slowly built the lead since that moment. And now a full timeout called by the Silver Streaks with 4:41 to go in the game. Galesburg down six. This is Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Join me every weekday evening at 9 for the Jim Bohannon Show, right here on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
4:41 to go in the game. Brad Vinowitz, Jim Lee with you at John Thiel Gymnasium. Nick Devlin, our broadcast engineer. Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the Quincy Blue Devils by six. Quincy with the ball. Silver Streaks looking for their first season sweep of Quincy since 1998. Poked away from behind. Loose ball. Quincy comes up with it. Tomas Dean playing with four fouls. And now a foul away from the ball. No, we got a 3 second lane violation on Quincy.
Huh.
D'Angelo Dean in the lane too long, apparently. That's their first turnover of the fourth quarter. 13 for the game. Gives the ball back to Galesburg down six.
Their six turnovers in the third quarter is what let Galesburg back in the game. And the Streaks force those and then attack the basket. We'll see what we can do here. We need a basket almost every trip here with the game winding down.
Garrett Williams down the right side. Kicks it out to Dalton Davis. Back to Garrett for three. Good!
Yes.
Woo! Cuts the lead in half. 55-52.
Three three-pointers from Williams in the second half. Two of them early in the third quarter, and Garrett's been a difference maker.
11 on the game for Garrett Williams. Three Galesburg players in double figures. Tomas Dean at the free throw line dribbles back out to the wing. Brandon follows him out there playing with four fouls. Pass into the backcourt. Mitch Merrill can't get to it. It's over and back to the Silver Streaks with the ball under their own basket, trailing by three now. Quincy just gets careless sometimes with the ball. It's not that the Silver Streaks weren't playing tough defense there, but there have been some times when they've just thrown the pass to nobody, and that was one of them. Ryan McElmurray to inbound from the right of his own basket. 3:46 to go in the game. 55-52. Inbound to Brandon. Drives up, hit it in, and a foul! The Streaks are within one with 3:43 to go in the game. A chance to tie it up.
Just got to do what you do best when the game is on the line. And Brandon Thompson, who had a miserable first half and early third quarter, has answered the bell here just like he did at Alleman and just like he did at Metamora. And he has a chance to make us a tie right here.
15 in the second half and 18 yes. for the game as he ties it up with a free throw.
Now,
first time the Streaks have been tied since the first quarter.
Keep it up now, just because you've got it tied. This is where a lot of teams let up a little bit. Streaks have to keep it up.
Ryan McElmurray playing man-on-man defense, clapping his hands together. It's intense, and a foul called as Chad Thompson comes out for the double team, and that'll be number two in the game on Chad Thompson. That'll briefly stem the momentum. 18 fouls on Galesburg. Tomas Dean to the line with a 1-1 here. He has 9 on the game, 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Remember, Dean is playing with 4 fouls. Brandon Thompson is playing with 4 fouls. Garrett Williams has 3 for the Silver Streaks. D'Angelo Dean and Martin Kvitli with 3, and he missed the free throw. Brandon Thompson with a rebound. Streaks with a chance to take the lead. Their last lead, 14-13 in the first quarter. 55 apiece, 3:20 to go in the game. Dalton Davis had Brandon Thompson back door. The pass stays on the perimeter. Brandon on the left wing. Every time he drives to the basket, you know Quincy's going to try for the offensive foul. Brandon backs up to the volleyball line. Nearly 3 minutes to go in the game. Inlet pass to Chad Thompson and a push from behind on Mason Fairley. His third, and Chad Thompson will shoot free throws here. With 3:02 to go in the game, that's the 10th team foul on Quincy, and Chad can put the Streaks on top with his first point since the first quarter when he gets two free throws.
Yeah, it's not been a good game tonight for Chad Thompson all in all, and he's had a couple of times where he's lost his head, certainly on the technical foul and even on this last foul. Not a good one down here after we tied the game, but we dodged the bullet. They missed the free throw, and now Chad has a chance to get a little redemption at the free throw line.
Chad Thompson had 3 consecutive free throws in the first quarter when he got fouled on a 3-pointer. Other than that, he hasn't been to the line tonight. 71, almost 72% on the season. Well, he's over 72% as he makes the first free throw. And Galesburg has its first lead since they were up 14-13 in a first quarter that at that time featured 9 lead changes. This is the first lead change since then. Second free throw, good!
And this got the crowd into it, too. You know, the crowd was just so dead, and I can't blame them. They didn't have much to cheer about through the first 2.5 quarters, but they are all on the edge of their seat now.
It's a 10-0 run again, a 10-0 run to end the third. Now a 10-0 run is snapped here as D'Angelo Dean from that right side spot shoots it up and in with a bank shot. We're tied at 57. Two 10-0 runs in the second half have Galesburg in this game. 2:35 to go. We're tied. Streaks with the ball. They clear out the right side. Brandon Thompson drives. He's fouled before he ever gets to the basket. Second foul on Drew Forrest. And Brandon will shoot 2 free throws in the super bonus.
Well, and that's got Coach Sean Taylor frustrated over there. And who can blame him? It doesn't matter what he does against Thompson. He ends up seeing Brandon toe on the free throw line.
It's been called tightly all night long. Brandon's first free throw rims off.
Yeah, we haven't seen a game, I'm not sure, all year where there have been this many guys with 3 or more fouls on both sides.
Brandon, 6 of 10 from the free throw line tonight. He has 18 in the game, now 19 as he picks the Streaks back on top of the second free throw. 58-57, 2:30 to go in the game. From the backcourt, Kvitli working against Williams. Right side pass, Merrill down low, Dean, D'Angelo up and in again.
Boy, they've run a couple nice offensive sets, and they're finishing well.
Quincy back on top, 59-58.
We've played a lot of teams that get the ball in that position, and then they blow the shot. But Quincy hasn't missed many tonight. When they've had opportunities, they've cashed in.
He has 18 on the game now. Brandon Thompson drives into the lane. Out to Garrett for three again. Good again!
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Woo-hoo! Four of them in the half for Garrett Williams. Every one of them as big as the last one.
And a timeout called by the Silver Streaks. Exactly 2 minutes to go in the game. Galesburg on top. 61-59. This is Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of GHS boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family. By Sign Depot Express, visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds. By Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer on Henderson Street. By Office Specialists, where your office is their business. By Spudos Donuts and More, come for the donuts, stay for the food. And by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
John Fields Gym has come to life. Silver Streaks have come to play in this second half and have rallied from a 13-point halftime deficit from late in the third quarter with a 10-0 run. They fell behind again by eight here in the fourth quarter, and now have come back again to take a 61-59 lead under 2 minutes to go in the game. In the backcourt, Garrett Williams knocks it out of Kvitli's hands. But the official right on top of it said Williams touched it last.
12 of 15 shooting for Galesburg in this second half, and 4 3-pointers from Garrett Williams, who's been the answer for Wes Irvin of Quincy, who's been killing us with the three ball.
Garrett, 4 for 4 from three-point range in the second half, 14 on the game. Fairley, right side Merrill, driving on McElmurray, skips it into the corner. Irvin missed that one. Brandon Thompson with a rebound.
Good defense by Dalton Davis. He was all over him and forced him to really get it off a little quicker than maybe he wanted.
Streak slow it down a bit here now, leading by two with under a minute and a half to go in the game. Quincy took United Township to overtime on the road last week. They've given Galesburg a tremendous battle here tonight, and a double team and a foul out high as Dalton Davis dribbles between Mason Fairley and Martin Kvitli. The foul called on Fairley, his fourth, and now Dalton Davis to the line, where he has struggled recently in these situations late in the ball game. He's a 66% free throw shooter. First one is short.
When he struggles, he always struggles front iron. And then a number of times he'll overcompensate a little and then catch back iron. We'll see what happens here on the second attempt.
Streaks lead by two. Second one by Dalton. Is good.
That away.
3-point lead, 62-59. A minute 23 to go in the game. Tomas Dean with four fouls back into the game. Defense for offense here, or offense for defense, rather, as he'll play the point. Get him out of those defensive situations with four fouls. Put him back in to lead the offense with a minute 18 to go in the game. Drives into the front court on McElmurray. Backs up to the volleyball line. Now with it, batted away by McElmurray, out of bounds. Quincy will keep it. A minute 9 to go, and if anything else, that just slows Quincy down, takes him a little bit out of the rhythm, and forces him to inbound where the Streaks can go for the steal. Merrill looking, now nearly stolen away. Contact in the lane. Streaks come away with it. Brandon Thompson with a steal. 1 minute to go in the game. Galesburg with the ball and a 3-point lead. Thompson, Davis, they think they'll foul him right away. He gets the pass away to Brandon Thompson. Into the corner, Garrett Williams back out to Dalton, and they foul him immediately. That's the third of the game on Mitch Merrill. Dalton back to the line with the Streaks leading by three. 50 seconds to go in the game.
I was a little surprised. Brandon Thompson, there was a little opening in the lane. I thought he'd go ahead and take it in, but then he kicked it back out in the corner to Garrett.
Dalton's first free throw is good. 63-59. Galesburg by four with 50 seconds to go.
Truly a game where you cannot get too comfortable, though. This game has been a wild one. And as quickly as you can be up five, which we are, you can find yourself tied again, because we've done it to Quincy several times.
It's Galesburg's biggest lead of the game with 45 seconds to go. Dean drives right side. Here's Fairley under the basket. Up and in! And a foul on Tremaine Carson. You called it, Jim. Can't get too comfortable. Fairley has a chance at a three-point play, his first basket of the night.
I think Fairley is surprised as anybody in the house. He put the fake on and then drove baseline and had the whole baseline all to himself, so he went ahead and took it to the basket. Tremaine did not foul him hard enough to keep him from getting it in the basket, and as a result, a chance for a three-point play.
And Carson immediately goes to the bench, back into the game, Chad Thompson, fairly to the free throw line, is up and in. They have struggled from the free throw line in this second half, but Fairley's free throw was perfect there. Makes it a two-point game again now at 64-62. 40 seconds to play in the game. D'Angelo Dean will guard Ryan McElmurray on the baseline on the inbound. Ryan runs it, still with it now, tries to get it into Brandon Thompson, and it's off Dean's long, lanky legs out of bounds. And now the Streaks left inbounder from the corner, and now they cannot run the baseline.
Yeah, we're going to bring everybody up. We had Brandon Thompson back last time, but Quincy's quick enough. We got to have everybody up to get this in.
Inbounds quickly to Brandon on the baseline. Now he'll dribble it up court between a double team and a foul called immediately.
Stops the clock.
They ran 3 seconds off the clock, and Brandon takes it all the way to the free throw line where he's ready to shoot these two free throws.
Yeah.
Third foul of the game on Forrest.
A little surprised they fouled that quickly and especially fouled Brandon Thompson, but I think they were trying to poke the ball away as much as get a foul.
20 points in the game for Brandon Thompson as he makes the first free throw. Still a one-possession game with a three-point lead.
Yep.
So this second free throw becomes important, very important. How big has Brandon Thompson been playing in this game? Good chunk of the second half with 4 fouls. And he's become the offensive leader for the Silver Streaks again as he makes the second free throw. 21 in the game, 4-point lead at 66-62. 30 seconds to go. Dean lost the dribble. Chases it down in the corner, though.
He was lucky.
Now trying to lose McElmurray. Drives into Chad Thompson. No foul. And D'Angelo Dean with a rebound put back. And Quincy calls timeout.
That was a charge. They were just afraid
sure
to call.
Sure was.
Chad Thompson did a nice job setting himself there. That was a charge. But this deep in the game, they didn't want to make that call. And so Quincy stays alive. And we're going to have to make another free throw or two at least to win this.
21 seconds to go in the game. 66-64 Galesburg. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. From John Thiel Gymnasium here on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14, Silver Streaks trailed by 13 and trailed by double digits for much of the third quarter before scoring the final 10 points of the third period. Another 10-0 run put them back on top in the fourth quarter for the first time since the first period. Their 5-point lead a moment ago is 2 right now with 21 seconds to go in the game.
Both coaches earning their money right now. Trying to draw up the player, the scheme that'll make the difference for their team to win this big Western Big Six battle, which has been a thriller here tonight. And we've got more drama to come with 21 seconds left.
Both Deans, Merrill, Forrest, and Davis for Quincy defensively. McElmurray, Davis for the Silver Streaks. Both Thompsons and Garrett Williams. McElmurray runs the baseline, gets it into Williams. Trapped in the backcourt, calls timeout. Good timeout.
Yep.
The Streaks still have one to use. With 18.6 seconds to go. So a couple of almost 3 seconds run off the clock there. And just a 30-second timeout. So call the timeout. Garrett was in terrible position right below us on the sideline with a trap. So call the timeout right away before they can reach in and try to poke it away.
Well, and I think then we can trigger from the side here. Is that correct?
Correct, yep.
And I've always liked that better. It gives you more of the court. You can see down if you want to pass long on the sideline. And it's just a better position than trying to inbound under your own basket.
And you've got about 10 feet to work with to the left that you can inbound backward toward the Quincy basket if you really need to, just to create some space. Obviously, the main objective here is to move it forward, though, toward the Streaks basket with 18.5 seconds to play. 66-64 Galesburg. McElmurray inbounds. It got deflected, and Garrett Williams was pushed from behind by Drew Forrest, and I'm glad they called that. Forrest didn't like the call. His fourth, but I think that was absolutely the right call. And Garrett Williams goes to the line shooting 73% on the season, but he's been there only 26 times all season, remembering that he sat out the first 10 games of the year with a code of conduct violation. First one up and rolls it off.
Boy.
Just hung on the front of the rim and then dropped off, but he'll get a second one. For Quincy, that gives them a shot now with 17.8 seconds to go. If Garrett Williams makes this one, they can hold for a 3-point shot to tie the game. Garrett's second one is up and short, but then he got enough of the rim, and it crawled over and dropped through.
There we go.
67-64, 14 seconds to go. Merrill on the right wing, and we've got a whistle and an immediate timeout called by Quincy as Coach Sean Taylor wants to set up this final shot with 12 seconds to go and try to get the game to overtime on the road for the Blue Devils.
Well, and these points of games, when you've got a three-point lead, is always the question, well, do we just foul them so that they can't shoot a three-pointer to tie it?
This was the discussion last night in the girls' win over United Township as well.
Yeah. Most of the time, you don't see teams do that. You figure if you play straight-up defense and stick with your man, it's going to be pretty tough for you to make the three-point shot. But I have seen teams go ahead and do that. So, but, you know, if they make a free throw or two, then you've got to trigger inbounds, and it sets up a new set of problems for you. So I guess my thought has always been make them make a tough shot, and even then it's only a tie ball game.
Well, and as much as Quincy has out-rebounded the Silver Streaks tonight, I don't like that strategy either, because if they make the first free throw, I feel like maybe they miss the second one, go for the rebound, and get the tip in, and they get a three-point play out of it anyway. So I'm with you. I'd much rather see the Silver Streaks play straight-up defense. Look who's back into the game, Wes Irvin, to shoot the three if they can get it open. Tomas Dean, Mitch Merrill, Irvin trying to work through some screens, trying to get freed up with 8 seconds to go. Dean needs to get it away. How about a double dribble? There it is! A double dribble called. Tomas Dean lost where he was out high and in position maybe to give it away on a 5 second call. He dribbled it. Ryan McElmurray immediately said, where's the double dribble called? And it came in late, but the official did finally call it, and we've got some discussion going on down here between Mitch Merrill, and there's a technical foul called on the Blue Devils as Mike Davis jawed with the official, and that's going to seal the game for the Silver Streaks, I think.
Well, we've had several different altercations going on out here between different players. I mean, this wasn't just one problem. It was several players on the court, and the officials, I didn't think, did a very good job after the turnover. It seemed like everybody was standing around for too long. There wasn't really any direction. Nobody took charge. And as a result, guys got to talking.
The jawing down here was going on between Mitch Merrill and a couple of the Silver Streaks. Coach Mike Reynolds immediately pulled his players back into the huddle as the crowd has come to its feet with Brandon Thompson shooting the technical free throws. It's good. It's a four-point Galesburg lead with 4.8 seconds to go, and that ought to do it because the Streaks are going to get the ball back on the technical foul as well. It all started with the double dribble that created the turnover. Thompson makes both free throws, and the Streaks get it back, calling their final timeout with 4.8 seconds to play.
The biggest question I have is not so much the technical or what was going on. You've had a hard-fought game. You've had guys talking to each other and colliding all night. If the officials aren't in control of it, that's going to happen. But what the heck happened to Quincy? They take a timeout to set up this play, and then their point guard is completely lost. He's just standing there holding the ball. He's got players standing around him looking at him. It was one of the weirdest things I've ever seen. I still don't understand what happened to them. They just had a meltdown on that final possession.
He had dribbled the ball, picked up his dribble. Ryan McElmurray got all over him. And the five-second call was imminent, and I think Dean must have been thinking the same thing, and he dribbled the ball again.
He just kind of panicked. And
yeah.
But it looked to me like he had a couple of guys he could have thrown the ball to, but he didn't do it.
Inbound to Brandon Thompson, who covers it up. Quincy does not foul. And what a rally for the Silver Streaks. The crowd comes to its feet. The team celebrates a big, big rally for the Silver Streaks, who win at 69-64. And good sportsmanship now displayed between the teams as Chad Thompson and Coach Sean Taylor hug. Thompson and D'Angelo Dean hug. So better sportsmanship to finish the game. So hopefully that removes any concerns of what could have transpired here at the very end of a hard-fought battle and a huge rally by the Silver Streaks to win it by 69-64. It's a 15-game winning streak. The Silver Streaks are still alive in the conference race at 4-2, and to have a chance to win it They need a big win over Rock Island on the road next week, and they'll need some help. Well, let's talk about all that in the postgame show. Silver Streaks are 21-3, a five-point come-from-behind win over the Blue Devils, and the postgame show is coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street, where the power goes out. Will you be ready? Be ready with Galesburg Electric and Generac Generators. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. It'll help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Got every pooch on the block following me around? Can't blame them. I'm gorgeous. I use shampoos and conditioners made for my coat. I blow it out using Conair's Yellow Dog, a dryer for pets. And with a quick run of the Furminator down my back, say bye-bye to loose hairs. Excuse me, won't you? Time for my pedicure.
Doggy spa supplies from Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
You lost over $400 worth of meat in your freezer, missed 72 hours worth of DVR'd sports, and couldn't shower or flush your toilet for 3 days, all while surviving on a stale chip and hot pop diet. Wasn't your last power outage experience brutal enough? With a Generac automatic standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about losing power again. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of a power outage. Get peace of mind with a Generac automatic standby generator from Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan. With our largest selection of new Nissans ever, we now have 0% financing for 60 months on the 2011 Versa, Sentra, Altima, Maxima, Rogue, Murano, Frontier, and Titan. Program ends January 31st.
The official WGIL forecast for tonight, cloudy skies, patchy freezing drizzle with a low of 29. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a high reaching 35. Clouds overnight, scattered flurries and a low dropping to 22. And on Sunday, partly sunny skies with a high of 29. Looking ahead to Monday, cloudy skies with a high of 28. And Tuesday, cloudy, chance of snow, high 22. Right now in downtown Galesburg, it is 28 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Back at John Thiel Gymnasium, what a win for the Silver Streaks. They're 15th straight. They're 21-3 overall, 4-2 in the Western Big Six. A 13-point deficit midway through the third quarter. Galesburg scores 10 in a row to cut the deficit to 2, has a 3-point basket at the beginning of the fourth quarter with a chance to take the lead, but Dalton Davis misses. Quincy stretches the lead back up to 8 at 55-47. The Streaks score 10 in a row to tie the game at 57. They go on top at 56-55, actually, on that 10-point run, 57-55. That's when they score the 10 in a row. Quincy came back with a 59-58 lead. The Streaks get a three-point basket from Garrett Williams at 61-59, and they don't trail the rest of the way. Their five-point victory at the end is their largest margin of the game. And statistically, there's just all kinds of things in this game that make you scratch your head.
It's a very peculiar game. I'm exhausted, and I didn't even play.
Two completely different teams here tonight for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. The one we saw in the first half
wasn't anywhere
what we've seen from this team in this 15-game winning streak. But what they did in the second half was everything that we've seen from this team.
That's the guys. That's the guys we know. I don't know who those imposters were in the first half, but wow. You know, you look at the stats, and we'll get here in a second, but I mean, you know, you look at one stat and you think, oh, that's ridiculous. And then you look at another one in favor of the other team just in a hugely lopsided margin, and it's... And then it helps to balance the whole sheet
out. They balance out, I guess, yeah.
And, you know, hitting, what did we shoot in the second half? I had a 10 of 15, or 12 of 15.
12 of 15, yeah.
From the field.
And 5 of 7 from three-point range when the streaks were 1 of 12 in the first half.
Yeah, and Garrett Williams 4 of 4, right, from three-point range in the second half. Wow, wow, wow.
And Quincy, through it all, still shot the ball pretty well here tonight.
They sure did.
They ended up right at about 50%, right?
Yeah.
And from three-point range, 6 of 11, 10 of 18 from three-point range for the Quincy Blue Devils. On a night, if you shoot 10 of 18 from three-point range and out-rebound your opponent like they did, and this is a head-scratcher, you sure think you're going to win a lot of games. But then there's some of those numbers on the other side that, as you said, Jim, balance it out. And I guess we can start to look at some of those numbers now. It's still a head-scratcher here.
Well, and each team had a technical foul in this one. So those
on players, not on coaches.
Right, yep. And Sean Taylor was pretty composed down the stretch. I think, you know, he was trying to get a call or two, but his team had gotten rattled and was being forced into having to make a few fouls. And I still, that last craziness where they had the turnover and then we had the, you know, the confrontation here and a confrontation there and finally a technical, and that was just a very bizarre span of time. And it's one of those where if you go back and look at, I'd like to go back and look at the film of everything that was taking place there. Of course, you can't hear everything that's being said, but that was a wild spot. But the bottom line is Quincy just didn't take care of the ball when they had a chance to tie the game. And you're thinking, you know, I'm thinking, oh, Sean's going to set up a great, you know, double pick, and they're going to curl off of that and get a good, clean look at the basket. And all they got was Tomas Dean out there dribbling around and nothing. Ah, Mr. Cheeseman has arrived, and we are going to talk about this one.
Well, what a difference from the first half in every stretch of the imagination. And I would imagine this interview is going to be quite a difference from the one we had in the first half with assistant Steve Cheeseman when we talked with him at the locker room, coming out of the locker room. So, Jim, let's find out what the coach's perspective of this was.
Okay, Steve, we didn't get to talk with you near as long at halftime as we wanted. Now we can air it out here a little bit. I don't know where to start. This is one of the wildest games I've seen in a while, and I guess a couple things come to mind. Number one is this season's got a little pixie dust sprinkled on it, because I'm not sure who that team we sent out on the court in the first half was, but it wasn't the team that had won 14 in a row.
This was one of those episodes of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, so to speak. I mean, we're almost dead in the water in the first half. We talked in there about this isn't us, this isn't the way we play, this isn't the way we've got to 14 wins in a row. The guys regrouped, credit goes to them. I mean, they came out and made things happen in the second half on the defensive end, on the offensive end. They played with energy, they played as a team. All those things, again, that has made them the ball club they are now. And, you know, what you're talking about in there, all great ball clubs have to have a little luck and little thing fall their way here and there. And we had some of that tonight, but, you know, we've got to take our hats off to our ball club here. I mean, they made it happen here, get a win here when it was tough going. And that's the kind of things you got to do if you're going to be a champion. And we're talking about being a champion and doing everything we can to prepare to be one.
The locker room discussion after the first half, do the players initiate some of that? Because obviously they know that they're just not with it. And I guess as a coach, you've got to be part psychologist to try and figure out what's in their heads tonight.
Yeah, I mean, and the older you get into this, and Coach Reynolds does a tremendous job in all aspects of this, from the X's and O's to that part of it, the motivation, the psychologist to trying to reach and appeal to their pride and where they are and who they are and this kind of thing. And these guys realize that this is a senior ball club that's now, into the habit of winning. I think that they understood this was just a poor effort and a poor effort of not playing the way that we're capable of and not playing the way that we prepare to play. And I think they realize that. You know, one thing is you come out of the locker room, you got to have a sense of urgency, but by the same token, you can't get them all back at once. And we just chipped away, tried to play one possession at a time, and made it happen from there. I mean, you could see it's just claw back in. You could see the momentum turning toward our way. And then we kept it going and took a couple of their good shots. And, there's the result there.
That was the amazing thing, was we made not one run but two. We had two separate 10-0 runs. After the end of the first one, they got back up by five, and we're thinking, well, we gave it a good shot. I'm not sure it's going to happen tonight. Well, then Garrett steps out and hits that three, and all of a sudden we're right back into it, and you force the turnovers. 16 Quincy turnovers, just five for us, and I think that had to be the difference in the game.
Yeah, I mean, we put a lot of pressure on them in our full court press, whether it was a man-to-man run and jump or whether it was our zone press, got them to either take bad shots or turn it over here deep or here late and then came back and convert and hit big shots when we needed to. Talking about taking one of their shots, Coach Taylor does a tremendous job there, and they're well-prepared, and they're not going to wilt under our pressure. We had to make things happen here, and that's what we did both those times.
We talked about the one shot from Garrett Williams, but he was 4-for-4 from three-point land in the second half. Just huge shots, and it helped to offset what they were doing to us with Wes Irvin down here. This kid on the other end was a problem. You know, every time you turn around, he was wide open. I know that was a frustration to you guys as coaches.
Yeah, and we talked about you got to face guard him. His strength is being able to spot up, shoot there, and try to get him to put it on the floor, and he didn't miss. And he hurt us badly here tonight. Can't say enough about Garrett. Garrett, since he's come back, he's got better and better and better. And I'll tell you, in some real, real clutch situations, he's made plays and hit shots. And, it takes a village, so to speak, to be a winner. And our guys chip in and do it whenever we need to.
Yeah, because we had a couple of guys that had subpar games. And one that had a subpar 2.5 quarters certainly was Brandon Thompson. All of a sudden, the light went on, and he started taking it to the basket. And when he does that, it's kind of like the Metamora game. It's pretty tough for the opposition to stop.
Take a game over, Jim. And you know what? He was frustrated early, and they did a great job on him. He got some foul trouble. He couldn't find a rhythm. But then I'll tell you, he turned it on. And when he turns it on, it's something to see. He's got about as good a body control, hanging in the air, being able to withstand contact as he goes to the basket as anybody I've ever seen. And he did take the game over and got help again from his teammates. Pretty balanced scoring up there from us. And, that's what we are. We are a good basketball team. And that's why it's a pleasure to watch us and a pleasure to root for us, because these kids play the game right.
Well, and I'm sure you guys sitting over there looking at this big crowd here tonight and hearing how quiet, and I guess we can understand why everybody was really kind of in shock. You probably had to be thinking, oh, if we can just get a run and get this crowd into this.
Exactly. I mean, we've got great support these last two Friday nights, and we didn't give them anything at all to cheer about here. I mean, there was nothing that we were doing to inspire them, and we needed to get them into it. And in the second half, as we made some plays and picked up our energy level, they picked us right up, and we had that great John Thiel Silver Streak home court advantage.
Set the stage there at the end of this one. Quincy had taken the timeout. They're down three, and you're thinking, okay, they're going to set up something, double pick, curl somebody off, get a three-point look. And then they came out here, and it was just kind of a weird turnover sequence. Then they got the technical. What did you see from your seat?
It was hard to see from over there. It looked like, they may have lost their composure a little bit. I think we really bottled them up, and we're guarding the three-point line. We knew that, that's where we're going to get a tie, and that would be the worst-case scenario there. So we really, really guarded the three-point line there and didn't let them get where they want to. They got a little bit discombobulated there, and couldn't see exactly what happened, but it looked like a little bit of a some kind of scramble there in the corner, and their kid lost his composure a little.
and the nature of competition so many times at the end of games, especially conference games. We see those little battles have been going on all night, then the frustration sets in, and you have to watch it at the end of these because tempers can flare.
Yeah, I mean, these are two competitive teams full of competitive kids and coaching staffs, and pressure's been on here, and stakes are high here, and you can lose your cool a little bit there at the end of the game, and our guys kept their composure. They have grown so much in that. They've withstood that kind of pressure now, and again, a senior ball club, they're used to it. They've been in that position again and again and again and can call on past experiences. Our guys handle that beautifully there at the end.
I'm sure you never lost your cool out there.
No, and, you know, I'm getting older now, and I'm getting too old for that, and I thought we were going to have to get Coach a defibrillator there, and he's intense, and he coached this thing to the very last drop that he had.
Yeah. All right. Well, what a win tonight. This is one of those that you go home on the drive home and think about parts of the game. You lay down in bed and think about other parts. It's just one of those nights.
Yeah, tale of two cities for sure, and I'm glad that last city, was the one that was really good and got us over the hump.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Steve. Great job.
Thanks, Jim.
69-64, the final, as the Silver Streaks rally from a 13-point second-half deficit and beat the Quincy Blue Devils by 5, their first season sweep of the Blue Devils since the 1998 season. Gillsburg now 21-3, 4-2 in the Western Big Six Conference. Quincy 8-11. They've lost 5 in a row and 1-5 in the Western Big Six. Post-game statistics and our Days Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game still to come on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Everyone at your house has some place to be, but you only have one vehicle. Put this number in your phone and make your life a whole lot easier. 342-1152. That's V&A Transportation. They just got a new 2010 van that's clean, safe, and affordable for anyone in Knox County to use. How affordable? Try $2. So your son can get to his after-school job, your husband can make the bowling league, and you can get your errands run. Just call V&A and let them know when and where you need them. They're available Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, night and weekends by appointment.
When you trust, you rely on the strength, integrity, and ability of another. For over a century, families in Galesburg and the surrounding communities have put their trust in OSF St. Mary Medical Center. Our physicians, family practitioners, and staff work hard to earn your trust every day through the use of the latest technologies and procedures, providing a comfortable environment for you to discuss treatment options as well as prevention, giving you confidence that you are receiving the highest quality healthcare possible. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
Make sure your winter coat is adorned with the purple WGIL button for your chance to win up to $500 in cold hard cash. Get more details and a list of button locations at WGIL.com.
69-64, Galesburg beats Quincy here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Let's talk about some of these weird statistics we keep talking about.
Well, the shooting percentages are the ones that make the most sense to us. Quincy was pretty steady all night. We had him 25 of 49 for 51%.
Yep.
From the field. Galesburg was atrocious in the second quarter, 1 of 14, but as we said, the second half, a whole different story, going 12 of 15 from the field, including 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 three-pointers, and they end up 18 of 38 for 47%. The ones that are the really odd stats are the rebounds. Quincy had 32 tonight. The Silver Streaks had 12. I don't know the last basketball game I've seen or done where a team only had 12 rebounds.
And I only had them for, what, 2 in the fourth quarter?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think, actually, I may have gotten liberal. You only had them for 10, I think, for the whole game. So we'll see how that one pans out with other people that kept stats. But
how do you rally from an 8-point deficit in the fourth quarter, when you only get 2 rebounds? You don't miss any shots, I guess.
Well, and you
Not
don't
that
have,
Quincy was missing any either, though.
And you don't have a turnover.
That's right. Well, yeah.
And Quincy had 6 turnovers in the third quarter and 4 in the fourth, so 10 in the half. Galesburg just 1 turnover in the half. And so how do you balance off the big rebounding difference? Well, you look at the turnovers. Quincy 16 for the game, just 5 Silver Streaks turnovers. So they're able to weather some bad shots. They're able to weather getting pounded on the boards by not giving away too many possessions tonight, keeping in the game. That was basically it. Just, you know, when we're down in the 10 to 13 point range, it's like, can we stay in this long enough until maybe we hit a hot streak and get the crowd into it? Well, that's exactly what happened, and happened twice tonight, and it was just enough to push Galesburg over the top. And the one stat I don't keep that you do is the free throws, and that's pretty big.
And three-point shooting is pretty big as well in this, and Quincy was 10 of 18 from three-point range. That's 30 point. That's half of their points almost from three-point range, 10 of 18. And I mean, you've really got to be on fire to shoot 10 of 18 from three-point range. If, you know, if you shoot 40-some percent in the high school range, yeah, you're shooting well. But 10 of 18, mm-hmm, 56%.
Yeah, and about all of it in the second half.
Silver Streaks for the game were 6 of 19, but in the second half, 5 of 7. So there's part of the rally, too. And then the free throws, yeah, the other big part here. Quincy didn't do themselves any favors from the free throw line. They were under 50% from the free throw line, and they only got 9 attempts for the whole game, 4 of 9 from the free throw line. The Silver Streaks, meanwhile, 27 of 34 from the free throw line, 15 of 19 in the fourth quarter.
Well, then how many times have we gone down to Quincy and come, yep, back with the same thing, where Quincy spent all night at the free throw line and we're going, well, you can't top that.
Right.
And had them rally late to beat us. And so the Streaks returned the favor from years past, I guess, here tonight, because this was quite a finish.
Individual scoring, Quincy, led by D'Angelo Dean with 20 points. Wes Irvin off the bench with those 5 three-pointers, finished with 15. Mitch Merrill also in double figures with 11. Tomas Dean had 9 tonight. Mason Fairley off the bench with 3. Mike Davis started the game, finished with 4. Martin Kvitli off the bench also with 2. Drew Forrest did not score for the Blue Devils. 4 Galesburg players in double figures, and 1 almost made double figures. Brandon Thompson led the way with 23, 2 in the first half, 21 points in the second half, and 11 of 15 from the free throw line. Brandon was 0 for 5 from the field in the first two quarters, 6 of 7 from the field in the second half, and the only shot he missed was a three-pointer. Otherwise, it was all driving to the basket and getting to the free throw line. Brandon finished with 23. Garrett Williams had 15, including 4 of 4 from three-point range in the second half. Ryan McElmurray had 13. Dalton Davis just missed double figures with 9. Chad Thompson had 7. Tremaine Carson with 2. Austin Garnett played but did not score for the Silver Streaks, who win at 69-64, their 15th consecutive win. That ties for 6th best in Galesburg High School boys basketball's history, matching the 15 straight one back in the 66-67 season, a team that went 21-4 that year. So next in line is the 16-game winning streak of the 82-83 season. But you thought this game was tough tonight. You win 16 in a row, you're going to have to go to Rock Island next Friday night and keep it going. So they get 16 in a row, they really will have earned it next week.
Yeah, that's going to be probably as close to a packed house as we've seen in Rock Island in a long time. And it'll be our toughest test to date, although I don't know how it could get a lot tougher than what Quincy gave us here tonight for most of this ball game until they got a little sloppy with the basketball.
Well, for both teams' sake, I hope it's a packed house to next week. I mean, with two teams coming in the way they're playing with
both
their
ranked
records, yeah, they ought to pack that field house. And hopefully lots of Galesburg fans make that trip up there and make some noise up there as well. We'll have to take a break. Our final order of business is the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. That wraps up the postgame. When we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
WGIL is proud to be a part of our community.
Hi, this is Lori Plunk for WGIL with this reminder. A benefit will be held for 8-month-old Nicole Gray on Saturday the 29th at the Quokka Eagles Club. It runs from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Nicole was diagnosed with leukemia right before Christmas and is currently staying at St. Jude's Hospital. Donations can be made at Midwest Bank. For details, check out the calendar at WGIL.com.
Find out more anytime at WGIL.com. When winter weather hits, trust the WGIL news team to bring you the latest delays and cancellations, keeping you informed 24 hours a day. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Silver Streaks rally from a 13-point second-half deficit, win it by 5 here tonight, 69-64. Their 5-point victory was their largest margin of lead in the game here tonight. They win it by 5. Their winning streak is alive at 15. They're 4-2 in the conference. And time for our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. We haven't talked about it, but I think we're both pretty much on the same page on this one, Jim.
Yeah, I think we made reference to it. That second half, we needed a spark, and out of the locker room, I think Dalton Davis may have hit the first three, but then after that, we got four in a row from Garrett Williams, and I've got to think, especially when we got down, he had hit a couple or three already, and then we were down, what, 5 or 6 points? I think it's 55-49. Does that sound right?
Yep, that's exactly right.
And then he steps out high and nails that three, and all of a sudden it's back to a three-point game. As you said at the time, just cut that lead in half and brought it to a one-possession game. And that was, to me, the biggest shot in a night where we had to have a lot of shots. But that one was the one that brought our juices back after it looked like Quincy was going to take this game home with him and reestablish control. He stepped out and nailed that, and then it was game on. And from that point on, the Streaks spent a lot of time at the free throw line and got the victory.
And we'll be glad to have a night off tomorrow.
Yeah.
With the two games coming up next weekend. So, Silver Streaks will prepare to travel to Rock Island next Friday night with a 15-game winning streak still intact and a record of 21-3 overall, and likely will at least keep that position in the Class 3A rankings at number 8 and maybe even move up a little bit more. Who knows? But Rock Island's ahead of them in the rankings, and more importantly, they're ahead of them in the standings. And that's what the Silver Streaks are going to try to cut into next Friday night. But in the meantime, a five-point win and a season sweep of the Quincy Blue Devils, 69-64. The sophomores fell tonight despite a game second-half effort of their own, down 19, cut the deficit to 6, but ended up losing by 10, 66-56. For Nick Devlin at the downtown studios, for Jim Lee, I'm Brad Benowitz. Good night from John Thiel Gymnasium.